Your brand of country, 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Carson Evans, and boy, do we have a special guest on the line. When I got the news that I was going to do this interview, I literally was jumping up and down. Malcolm Jamal Warner, also known as, to many of us, as the guy who played Theo on The Cosby Show, and now he's known to me as a character, Dr. A.J. Austin, from the show on Fox, The Resident. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Glad you dig the show.
I do. You know, and there's so many medical shows out there. I was a little hesitant. I think the last one that I really enjoyed on Fox, other than The Resident, was probably House. And so I always give them kind of a fair shot, and nothing against, you know, the other shows on there. But this one really has something different about it, and it really kind of got me in. And you started as a reoccurring character, but then they kind of brought you on as a full-time character this season.
Yeah. I was just in the last three episodes of season one. And then they, you know, they decided to bring me back to season two, which, of course, I jumped at the opportunity because I was, you know, I became a big fan of the show. When I first started on the show hadn't aired yet, so I didn't really know much about The Resident other than the pilot. So when it started to air, I started watching it, and, you know, my wife and I were like, wow, this really is a great show. So we became big fans of the show even before my episode started to air.
It's been really neat to see you play a different kind of character, a different role for you. And Dr. Austin really is. I mean, you took it in a direction that when I first kind of saw you on the show, I thought, okay, well, this will be interesting. But, I mean, it really has been interesting. You've taken it in a direction that I really wouldn't have. If you were telling me that they were casting you, you know, we always think of you as kind of the good guy, but you're a little edgy.
Yeah. Why I jumped at the opportunity when I saw the audition. I was like, oh, I need this guy in my life. It was so different from what people, you know, of course, see me do. I'm always the, you know, the good guy, the nice guy, the sweet guy. And, of course, Dr. Austin is still a good guy.
Right.
But it's his level of confidence and his level of arrogance and not caring what people think about him and his delivery of the truth. All he cares about is delivering the truth and doing a great job. And I really resonated with the element of that level of arrogance and not caring what people think about. Because as an artist, we face a really interesting dilemma, because as much as we don't want to care about what people think about us and our art, the success of our art largely depends on what people think of it. So there's something very freeing about going in and, you know, and playing this guy who doesn't care about any of that.
I think that's why we all kind of resonate with the character, just because I think we all sort of wish we could be like that. And there are times where I think just everyone in their daily life, they kind of see what needs to be done, and there's so much that stands in the way. And I think we all wish we could just kind of have that confidence to just say, no, this is what needs to be done, and be able to affect that in our lives.
So I often say, you know, playing Dr. Austin, and it gives me a chance to play the guy I don't allow myself to be.
Well, obviously, you know, anytime anyone talks to you, The Cosby Show comes up, and you've made your stance on the Cosby controversy pretty clear, so I don't want to get into that at all. I will say, me personally, I love The Cosby Show. My kids, it's on Amazon Prime. We are watching it. I have two adopted daughters. We got them from foster care and adopted them last year, and we've been watching The Cosby Show. When I saw that it was on Amazon Prime, I was like, oh, man, you've got to see this show. This is so important to me growing up. And last night we watched Theo's Gift. My daughter's dyslexic, and that episode spoke to her and really was very meaningful to her. And it is interesting to see how, I guess, acceptance of dyslexia has changed since you guys did that episode versus where we are today, where really, I mean, being dyslexic isn't quite the unknown that it was back then. And I'm dyslexic as well, so for me, that episode also, when I was a kid, spoke to me.
I'll be forever, and I think I can speak for all of us, in that, you know, we will all be forever proud to have been a part of that show. I think we all knew from the very beginning that this was going to be something different. I don't think anyone necessarily would have predicted the phenomenal success of the show, but we all knew that it was going to be something different. And, you know, one of Mr. Cosby's, you know, points that he would, you know, reiterate all the time is, you know, I want this show to be timeless. You know, in 10, 20 years, I want people to watch this show and it still be relevant. You know, for it to be, you know, 30-something years later, and, you know, people are still getting things out of that show, getting the significance, getting whatever they glean from the show, and they still affect people in the same way and affect new generations. That's something to be very proud of.
Well, as far as tonight's episode, what are we in for? Any surprises, any unexpected developments for your character or the show?
Well, I think there are definitely a few elements of the show that will raise some eyebrows and are, I think, really good teasers for what's coming up in season three. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of season three that we, you know, the cast don't yet know about. But I think there are enough good elements to hint to some good things coming up for season three.
Well, the show is on tonight at 7 o'clock, and I want to be respectful of your time, but let me tell you, it's been an honor speaking with you. This is something I never, if you would have told, you know, 10-year-old me, you'd be speaking with Malcolm Jamal Warner one day, I wouldn't have believed it. So thank you so much for making a childhood dream come true.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.